Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBolts with you today for the MOB Daily Power Call. Great to be with you on a Thursday morning, closing out another big week here in the MOB community. And grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a privilege and an honor. And as we head into the weekend, I wanted you to think about a couple of things. You probably heard the saying, famous last words, right? That term or that phrase applies to the word someone utters before incurring consequences for some sort of an action. It typically happens right before they say something like, watch this, or I'll never do that again, or oh, I'll get to it later, maybe someday, I'd do it if, dot, 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 right? The sad reality is that these are all excuses designed to keep us safe and cozy in our little comfort zones. What's interesting about that is it's time for us to challenge those famous last words. Think about the last words you utter to yourself before you go off and do something important. Pick up that phone to make that sales call. Hit send on that email. Hit post on that thing you've been working on, the video, the article, the blog post. The question that you have to ask yourself is those words that are going through your mind, you got to ask, is that true? Or am I fooling myself? Is it true that this may not work out? Is it true that I've given it all I've got? Is it true that this is the best I can offer? Or am I fooling myself? Now, this is not meant to create self-doubt. In fact, if anything, it's meant to check yourself. It's meant to audit the words that you speak to yourself on a regular basis. Are they instructional? Are they empowering? Are they encouraging? Or are they destructional? Do they destruct you? Do they keep you from moving forward? Do they keep you from getting to the levels that you're trying to get to in your business? I want you to take a step back and think about that this weekend. Think about how you speak to yourself. Think about the tape that's rolling in your mind. Think about the words you use to talk to yourself. Are they the kinds of words that you would use to talk to a loved one? Are they the kind of words that you would use to talk to a valued customer or client? Are they the words you would use to talk to a mentor or a coach or somebody that you respect? If you're not speaking to yourself with that same level of respect, now it's time to change things. It's time to rewire that thinking. So let's talk through a few ways we can do this. First and foremost, we got to step back and roll the tape. I want you to think about this weekend. Really listen to yourself. What are your famous last words? What are the words you say when you screw something up? What are the words you say when you do something right? What are the words you say when you forget something or when you don't exactly execute to the level that you want to? Ask those who know you and ask yourself, do you catch trends? Do you catch bad habits? Are you saying things to yourself like words that you would never want to be told from somebody else or words that you would never tell to somebody that you love deeply? Sometimes it takes rolling the old game film or listening to the tape and asking yourself how much of the words that come out of my mouth or the words I think, how encouraging are they? How empowering are they? Or are they disempowering? We've got to audit ourselves. Next, you've got to compare apples to apples. Compare your thoughts and your words to your dreams, your desires, your goals. Are you thinking and talking to yourself in a way that aligns with somebody who operates at the level you want to be at? If you want to be a millionaire, do you think and act and talk to yourself like a millionaire? Or do you beat yourself up like a minimum wage employee? Not that there's anything wrong with either one of those, but they're two completely different types of people. The big question you got to ask yourself is, are you talking to yourself, comparing yourself to the person you want to become, or are you beating yourself down? If there's a discrepancy, now's the time to fix it. And what's amazing is we can fix it anytime we want. It's a choice. We have the power to shift the momentum. We have the power to flip the script. We have the power to change, but it takes that self-awareness. It takes that part where we step back. And by the way, I want to talk about that term self-awareness. There's a big difference between self-awareness and self-consciousness. You see, when we're self-consciousness, we're in our ego. We're coming from a place of hoping that we're impressing other people or hoping that we're not making a fool of ourselves in front of other people. We're worried about other people's perceptions, other people's opinions. That's not getting us anywhere, my friends. Self-awareness, on the other hand, that's when we're dialed into our values, our vision, our mission, our why. We're saying to ourselves, am I living in alignment with those four critical parts of my life? Am I living in alignment with the vision that I have for myself, the vision that I'm working so hard to create, the vision that I have committed my life to? Am I living in concurrence with my values? Am I somebody who says one thing but lives another? Do I talk a big game but play a different? And that's the key that you got to ask yourself. Are you living in congruence with your beliefs, your values, your vision, your why? And if you are, then when you go back and you start comparing your words and your thoughts to the life that you're building or a life that you want to attain, then that shift is easy to make. All of a sudden we can say to ourselves, I'm not treating myself with that level of respect. I'm not treating myself with that level of self-love. And now's the time to flip it. Next is to rewrite the book, rewrite the script. This is where we get to implement new thinking. One of the most powerful shifts I ever made in my life was the power of self-talk. I used to beat myself up, call myself all kinds of crazy names, inflate every mistake I ever made, just blow it up, put it on a big billboard in the back of my mind and say, look at that. How could you be so foolish? As if to never forget the mistakes, but barely notice the victories. And then I rewrote the script. I started saying to myself, I got this. I started saying, I always win. I started saying, you have everything you need to accomplish anything you want. I said it so many times that it became my mantra, my personal quote, something that my clients and my audience, the people that listen to me, have heard me say many, many times, as even in my book, Fly Plan to Success. The point here is that you have to create your own philosophies, your own personal mantras, your own personal quotes. For me, I got this was a very powerful mantra. That was something that was said to me while I was running my marathon a few years back. At the point when my body was starting to let me down and my brain was starting to question whether or not to go on, the spectators on the side, just people that came to cheer on the random runner or the random athlete, the random marathoner, said, you got this, keep going, you got this. And I remember thinking how empowering those words were to hear from somebody else. So why not say it to myself? And when I got up to mile 26 and I felt like I had nothing left in the tank and there weren't anybody around to cheer me on, I had to tell myself, you got this, you got this, every single step of the way. In business, it is a marathon. You don't cross the finish line on the first day. You don't cross the finish line on the first week, the first month, not even in the first year. In fact, life itself is a marathon. Entrepreneurship is a marathon. And if we could take on the I got this attitude and keep telling ourselves each day, you got this, I got this, saying it to ourselves, believing that we always win, even if we don't come out on top every time, but invariably we become stronger through adversity, which means we always win. And when we do win, we're grounded. We don't let our ego get crazy. We say to ourselves, I am not the king or the queen. I'm not the answer, the be-all, end-all. I am simply a player of this game, and I'm proud, I'm honored, and grateful to play this game of life every single day. But we got to rewrite the book. We got to implement the kind of thinking that's in alignment with that self-respect, that self-honor, that self-love. And then we got to share it. You know, when we share our famous last words, we inspire others. Think about that. Think about how powerful your words are when you share them with somebody. Think about if somebody had a bullhorn, a gigantic amplifier connected to your brain. And imagine their ability to project the words that you just said to yourself to the world. Would they inspire other people? Is it inspiring to hear a person call themselves a terrible name or disparage themselves over a simple mistake? It's not inspiring at all. In fact, sometimes it's downright sad and heartbreaking. What is inspiring is to see somebody pick themselves up. It's one thing to pick another person up. It's another thing to pick yourself up. How inspiring is it to watch somebody get up off the mat, lace up their gloves, and get ready to swing another round? When we share our famous last words to ourselves with other people, we inspire others. we challenge others, because oftentimes they're having those same self-deprecating thoughts, those beliefs, those limiting beliefs about themselves. And now all of a sudden we show up and we live the example. How inspiring is it to see somebody living the example, not just talking a big game, but actually living the example? We give our best daily. We give our best always. And when we do that, we lift other people. What a powerful example to set. What an amazing gift to give. And listen, in business, as entrepreneurs, that's our job. It's one thing to film yourself driving around in a car trying to give great advice. That's great. That's fine. But there's something 10 times more valuable. And the value comes from when we live an inspiring life. We encourage others as we encourage ourselves. We take on that role of leader. So rare these days. Leadership isn't about the car you drive or the money you make. It's not about your position on the leaderboard. That's not what a leader is. A leader is somebody who can lift up the people around them, demonstrate through a positive role model and a positive example what it means to truly be successful. Successful people mean that know that it's not about beating themselves up. It's not about pounding themselves into the pavement. It's about lifting themselves up and doing so. And in so doing, they do it to other people. They lift others. Remember this. The world will only respect you as much as you respect yourself. The world will only value you as much as you value yourself. If you want to be well paid, if you want to be well respected, if you want people to reach out and pound the door down to try to work with you, then you have to value yourself. You have to see the true value in yourself in order to live that example, to be that kind of person that brings that kind of influence to the marketplace, to the world. And when you do, that's when people chase you down, find you, seek you out. Your famous last words, my friend, are powerful. The last words you say to yourself in any given moment, any given day. Think about the words you said to yourself before you got on this call. Think about the words you'll say to yourself tonight as you lay your head down on that pillow. Consider that this weekend and understand the power of those thoughts, those beliefs, those words that you utter inside your own mind and sometimes through your own vocal cords to yourself out loud. Realize that there is power in it. Realize that as you roll the tape and listen to yourself, you can notice those trends and figure out, am I empowering myself? Do I truly believe in myself? Because those thoughts, those beliefs, those words will tell the story. Realize that you got to compare yourself, your thoughts, your words, to your dreams, to your aspirations. Do the thoughts and the words and the beliefs that you have, do they line up with the type of person you want to become and the dreams you want to achieve? And know this, you can rewrite that book anytime. You can implement the new thinking. You can implement the I got this attitude. You can implement the I always win. You can implement the you have everything you need to accomplish anything you want belief system. It's just a matter of flipping the script. And as you do, remember to share it, because your example will inspire others. Oh, sure, they'll flock to do business with you. They'll fight over their place in line to be able to send their money to you to work with you, and that's all great and fine. But what's most important is you will give them something far greater than the transaction of money for product or the money for service. You will give them a window into the possibility of what they can achieve for themselves, because you're demonstrating it to yourself on a daily basis. Remember that and come back on Monday ready to go, ready to implement, ready to get after it. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moog Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again on Monday. Have an amazing weekend. Go out and do the things you love to do. Spend time doing them with the people you love to be with. Come back on Monday refreshed, recharged, and ready to kick ass, and I'll be here waiting for you. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you Monday.